The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
If we've not met before, my name is Linda Reed Enova. I'm an ideas and marketing strategist that help you create impact for your brand. As a marketing and brand strategist who's been in the industry for many, many years, the one of the most confronting things I had to deal with in my business journey is become the face of the brand. I had been working for organizations and I'd been taught that we market the brand, not the people, because the brand and the logo will stand the test of times. But things have changed. People are now buying from people. They are connecting with that face and with the person that they know, like, and trust. Lots of business was done through the connections and the people you knew, and you got business that late. We used to trade a long time ago using that same methodology and technology. So we shouldn't be surprised, really, that this is where we've ended up. We ended up now in the world of social media, where everything is social media, to put our face out there and be the brand of our business, to build those authentic connections. So here, like, you know, no one cares what you look like. No one cares whether everything was perfect. What they care about is the message that you're about to share with them. And that is what we're going to deal with you today as we explore the benefit of you being the face of your brand and building connections with your audience. People buy from people. They don't buy from brands or logos anymore. They might still want to get the brand name because of the person associated. They still might want to work with the brand because of the person associated with it. But they are buying from people. And you've only got to see things out there like the social media giants, the airlines, and those out there that are out there pushing the CEOs, sharing their founders and sharing their message out there to understand that being your face of your business has real value. So being the face of your business allows someone to be able to see you. They also get to virtually poke you through the camera screen, and they get to know and trust you. And by giving them that opportunity, you create an instant transfer of trust that a logo or a faceless brand just cannot do. So as small business owners, our face is one of our best assets. Our ability to be able to stand there with our product, to show, to educate, to connect with our people is one of the best assets we have, and we should be using it. Being part of the face of your brand also brings in the element of personal branding. And personal branding allows us to humanize who we are, what we do, show that we have flaws and imperfections, but also allow people to realize that there are humans behind the business and they can do whatever they want to do, especially if you're a coach or an area of expertise, that it is some human behind it. It's not some super person or superhero creating that content or sharing that message or building that product or business. So it also allows people to aspire to be like us along the way. Yep, I said it. People, once you start creating content, putting your face out there, will aspire to be like you. And that's a good thing. Putting our face out there as part of our personal branding and part of our business brand has three real key benefits for us. It creates reliability because they know that there's someone behind the brand. It creates transparency because they actually can see that there is someone behind the brand. And it also builds with trust and credibility, because when people can see you, they get to know you, they get to trust you, and they almost think that you're, you know, their online business friend or their friend throughout that process. So that's really key. And one of the advantages we have over some of the larger corporations is through that transparency and through that trust is being able to take our customers on the journey with us. And that journey of allowing them to see what our business does, how it grows, how we put products out there, already creates that buy-in factor from people being able to want to buy stuff from us. And that's an amazing transfer that a large corporation just doesn't have at its fingertips. Faces have always been part of marketing. We've always used them. You can look at ads, you can look at all sorts of things. We're watching and Mad Men at the moment. We're seeing lots of conversation about the type of face that people should be using in an ad. Faces have always created that emotional human-to-human connection. When you use your face, that emotional human-to-human connection becomes the person behind the business, the friend that's going to help them. And it really helps people be able to engage and know, like, and trust you. And trust me, I was not confident when I had to become the face of our brand. It was the last thing I wanted to do. So I know it takes a little bit of effort and accessibility to get yourself out there. Faces have always been used within marketing to create an emotional connection. As a small business owner, your face allows you to be able to create an emotional connection of not only trust, but quite often friendship was with the brands that you'll be able to get out there. And trust me, I know what it's like. I was not confident when I had to become the face of our brand. and step out there and be Linda the lady from business, Linda the marketing coach, Linda the marketing expert. I was much happier to sit behind a brand and a logo along that way. But it does create that emotional connection that people relate with. It allows us to be different. It allows us to be us. I talk fast. Like, I know I talk fast. I'm a little Energizer Bunny occasionally, or Tigger as my husband likes to refer to me about, and I talk with my hands. They're differentiating factors that people tend to like when they want to work with me. It makes me different from other coaches out there. And hopefully it encourages my audience, which is what I'm hoping it does, to be imperfectly imperfect and get your message out there. So it allows you to be different from the other person or the other logo providing that area, because it's your personality that your face is bringing to the brand. Being the face of your brand brings in another superpower, which is all about storytelling. You're able to make a personal connection with your audience through stories about your business's journey or about your journey that helps them be able to commit and relate. And that is huge, because through storytelling marketing, we take people on the journey and they want to take that next step, which could be buying your product or engaging in that course or booking you as a coach and consultant along the way. And the other thing in the world of social media, being the face of your brand, having your face out there, getting the algorithm to do the pauses and all of that sort of stuff, is it increases engagement. Because once again, as we come back to the foundation of it all, people buy from people and they want to see who they're buying from. They want to engage and be educated by the people they are buying from. And that is why educational content and being the face of your brand is a perfect mix when it comes to marketing. But hopefully by now I've sold you on the idea about being the face of your brand. Be authentic, being you. Create a presence in the space where you're safe. I've got Winston and some props behind me that always make me feel better in creating this video content that helps me share my knowledge and expertise. I'm also rarely seen without the red lipstick. So when I put the red lipstick on, I'm going to work. I'm out there and I'm being the face of the brand. And it really does help. It's those little psychological things that work well and help you step out there. Start small. Maybe start with some social media posts with your image on it. Then maybe start to get a little bit more comfortable and do some short form video. Being the face of your brand creates a connection that cannot be replaced by any logo, by any mascot. So jump out there, own who you are, own your business story, and be the face of your brand. Get out there, start networking, start public speaking. Do something small today, whether it's even just commenting with your photo on this video and letting me know that you are ready to step into the power of you behind your brand.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.